horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Okay.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel would be a what?
Car.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood? The traces are fastened to.
Wrangle tree.
All right. Now on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Driving along.
What would you say somebody is doing when he's filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house, unloading it and filling it up again?
Hauling wood.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and
drug it out.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Turning plow.
All right. After you plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Cutting hard.
All right. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it in stove length?
Saw hole.
What do you call the A-shaped frames you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper?
Work banker.
You straighten your hair with a comb and a...
spray.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Shell.
Alright. It said they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blanks.
Load.
Ted's supposed to come over here during the insurance policy. Tell him to wait till I get back.
Alright, I will. A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on.
Whetstone.
I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
The kind that turns around.